Good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd, continuing Blown Off here. Lisa, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. We were learning about this first date, and Brian was saying that Lisa had a couple drinks. Take us back to the moment where she's coming back from the bathroom and her lipstick and all that.
And when she comes back to the table, you know, she takes the mask off. It's like red, like a big red rectangle, like all over her mouth.
Did you tell me I had like lipstick all over my face?
Yeah, well, and then when I pointed it out, and I was like, "Hey, you may not realize that maybe you should go clean up a little bit, and maybe go back to the bathroom and look in the mirror." And you know, you started crying, and
oh, geez.
You know, you told me you just had to keep it together because your ex worked there.
And oh.
Oh no!
Point at the guy who is our waiter and yell,
"Oh,
you know, that's the one that dumped me for a freaking 20-year-old." Have fun with that.
She's covered in
bright red lipstick. She's screaming and crying at our waiter, who's also her ex. And you know, I haven't even ordered dinner yet.
Lisa,
and I don't
oh my
even
god!
Talk about when the food actually came.
I feel like you're making it sound way worse than it was. I feel like we at least had fun before I made a complete ass out of myself.
Oh.
I mean, I feel like I'm downplaying it. Because when your steak came, the first bite, you choke on it. And so just, you know, splatted it out right on her plate and let it sit there. And so I immediately just pull my phone out and call
napkins.
An Uber.
Like, what
oh, boy.
Listen, everyone, I'm sure, has you know, oops, had a couple of extra drinks. And, you know, I'm glad to hear that you Ubered home, got home safe and all that. That's good.
Yes.
So can we go back to, I'm sorry, I don't mean to pry into this, but Lisa, did you say earlier that you picked the restaurant?
I did. I don't know. I was really nervous and I wanted to go somewhere that I was familiar with. And so there's this, like, spot that.
But your ex works there.
I didn't know if he was going to be working that night. But it's somewhere that I'm comfortable, and so I thought that would be
right.
Good. I guess that was a mistake.
Oh, mama.
So, Brian, would there be another date if it, you know, we've all had a couple drinks too many and do something stupid, you know?
Well, I mean, seems like she picked the place that we went on purpose so that she could see her ex, and I don't think she's over the guy.
Oh.
And, you know, if that's the deal, you know, then work that out.
Right. Maybe a little more time.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, but I am over him. Like,
okay,
that's done.
You did yell at him in the restaurant.
You went to his place of work. I mean, so maybe some time.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Brian, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
And Lisa, sorry.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. If there's ever a good time to enjoy, you know, being single and reconnect with yourself, the pandemic is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, take care. Thanks for reaching out to us and good luck, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for your help.
Bye, guys.
Bye. I said, ooh,